Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into one of the most iconic names in global finance, MasterCard, ticker symbol MA. This isn't just a quick overview. We're going to walk through the business model, the revenue streams, the earnings, the balance sheet, a full SWOT analysis, recent performance, and what the numbers say about its intrinsic value. And of course, I'll give you my honest take at the end. Let's get into it. MasterCard is a company that needs very little introduction. It's a technology company at its core, processing transactions and providing payment-related products and services across more than 200 countries and territories. It's headquartered in Purchase, New York, and was founded way back in 1966. The company operates under some of the most recognizable brands in the world, MasterCard, Maestro, and Cirrus. With a market cap of over $433 billion, and a stock price hovering around $491, this is a heavyweight in the financial services sector. Let's zoom in on the company profile. MasterCard is led by CEO Michael Miebach, and it employs about 35,300 people globally. It sits in the financial credit services industry, which is part of the broader financial services sector. The company's beta is relatively low at 0.76, meaning it's less volatile than the overall market. That's a key characteristic for a lot of income-focused or stability-seeking investors. The dividend yield is modest at about 0.66%, but the real story here is the growth and the cash generation. MasterCard's revenue is split into two major segments. For fiscal year 2025, the payment network segment generated about $19.48 billion. That's the core business: transaction fees, switching fees, and cross-border volume fees. The other major piece is value-added services and solutions, which brought in $13.32 billion. This includes things like analytics, cybersecurity, loyalty programs, and consulting services. That's the higher margin, faster growing part of the business. Geographically, the Americas contributed $14.4 billion, while international markets, which includes Europe, Asia, and the rest of the world, came in at $18.75 billion. So over half of their revenue comes from outside the U.S., which gives them a truly global footprint and diversification. Now let's look at the earnings. The financial performance here is absolutely stellar. In fiscal 2025, MasterCard reported total revenue of $32.79 billion. That's up from $28.7 billion in 2024 and $25.1 billion in 2023. The growth trajectory is clear. Gross profit margin is incredibly high at nearly 83%, and net profit margin is around 45.9%. That's elite-level profitability. Net income for 2025 came in at $14.97 billion, translating to diluted earnings per share of $16.52. Compare that to $13.89 in 2024 and $11.83 in 2023. The company has been consistently growing earnings at a double-digit clip. Operating income hit $19.4 billion, and EBITDA was just over $20.2 billion. This is a cash printing machine. Let's open the hood on the balance sheet and cash flows. MasterCard ended fiscal 2025 with $10.57 billion cash and cash equivalents. Total assets stood at $54.6 billion. On the liability side, total liabilities were $46.41 billion. But importantly, total stockholders' equity was $7.74 billion. That's a relatively thin equity base, which is typical for a highly profitable, asset-light financial services company. The debt-to-equity ratio is 2.82, which is higher than what you'd see in a traditional industrial company, but that's normal here, given the massive share buybacks and the nature of the business. The real story is in the cash flow statement. Operating cash flow for 2025 was $17.65 billion. After capital expenditures of just $489 million, free cash flow came in at $17.16 billion. That's an incredible free cash flow yield. The company also paid $2.76 billion in dividends and spent billions more on share repurchases, which is why the diluted share count has been steadily declining from over a billion shares in 2020 to about 898 million in 2025. That's a powerful tailwind for EPS growth. Now let's break down MasterCard's competitive position using a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. The financial performance is robust. The company has a massive entrenched network effect. The more merchants and cardholders that use the network, the more valuable it becomes. They have incredibly high gross margins, strong free cash flow, and a brand that is trusted globally. They also have a very strong management team that has been executing well on growth initiatives. Weaknesses. One key weakness is their reliance on transaction volumes. If the global economy slows down, consumer spending drops, and that directly impacts revenue. Also, they face intense competition from Visa, American Express, and increasingly from fintechs and digital payment platforms like PayPal, Stripe, and even central bank digital currencies. The debt-to-equity ratio is also on the higher side, though manageable. Opportunities. This is where it gets exciting. MasterCard is aggressively expanding into value-added services, things like cybersecurity, fraud detection, data analytics, and open banking. That's a huge growth market. They recently obtained a BIT license from the New York State Department of Financial Services, which positions them to play a bigger role in stablecoins and blockchain-based payments. They're also piloting instant cross-border payments in Europe using the TIPS platform. The move toward real-time payments globally is a massive opportunity. Threats. The biggest threats include regulatory pressure, especially around interchange fees and data privacy. There's also the ongoing risk of cyber attacks, and while they are a technology company, they face disruption from decentralized finance and new payment rails that could bypass traditional networks. Let's look at recent performance. Over the last week, MasterCard stock is down about 0.7%. Over the last month, down 1.2%. Over 3 months, down 6.4%. Over 6 months, down about 10%. And over the past year, it's down more than 16%. That's a significant pullback from its all-time high of around $602 reached in August 2025. But zooming out to 5 years, the stock is still up nearly 35%. So we're looking at a correction within a long-term uptrend. The industry itself has seen some pressure, with the financial credit services industry down about 1.4% over the past week. Now let's get into the valuation. This is where things get nuanced. MasterCard is a financial services company, so the standard DCF model isn't the best fit here. Instead, the most appropriate valuation model is the price-to-book PB ratio, with a supporting model being forward PE. The model confidence is high, but there are some important caveats. The AI-driven valuation system flagged a sanity check issue. The raw PB model alone spits out a fair value that is far below the current price, essentially valuing the company based on its book equity, which is small relative to its earnings power. That's not very useful for a high return on equity business like MasterCard. So the system applied an override, adjusting the target PB multiple upward to about 4.5 times book value. That brings the primary leg fair value to roughly $550 per share. The supporting forward PE model, using a target multiple of 25x forward earnings, which is a discount to its historical average of 35x, but reasonable given current interest rates, yields a fair value of about 570. The blended headline, after reconciliation, lands around $525 per share. So, what does that mean? The current price is around $491. The blended fair value estimate is approximately $525, which implies about 7% upside from here. The system also calculates a 5-year Key Eager base of about -10%, which is a bit misleading because that's based on the raw, unadjusted model. The more economically plausible view, using the adjusted multiples, suggests a fair value in the $500 to $550 range. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE compression. MasterCard's forward PE has fallen from the mid-30s to around 21.5x. That's a massive derating. The model assumes some mean reversion toward 25x, which is still conservative. Second, share buybacks. The company is reducing its share count by about 3% annually, which is a direct boost to per share value. Third, revenue growth in value-added services. That segment is growing faster than the core payment network and carries higher margins, which should support multiple expansion over time. All right, here's my take. MasterCard is one of the highest quality businesses in the world. The network effect, the margins, the free cash flow, the global scale, it's a fortress. The stock has pulled back about 18% from its all-time high, and that creates an interesting opportunity. The valuation on an adjusted basis looks reasonable, not cheap, but reasonable. The key upside is the continued shift toward digital payments and the expansion into value-added services. The key risk is that the multiple compression continues if interest rates stay higher for longer, or if growth slows more than expected. For a long-term investor, if you can buy around $490 with a fair value in the $500 to $550 range, the risk-reward is tilted in your favor, especially with the buyback tailwind. If you had $10,000 to invest 5 years ago, it would be worth about $13,500 today, and the model suggests a similar trajectory going forward, albeit at a slower pace. But what do you think about MasterCard? Is this a buying opportunity after the pullback, or are there better places to put your money? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.